Welcome, one and all, the dawn is your enemy. I'm Alex Shirley. If I sound a little froggy today, it's because I just got back from the hospital. I have motherfucking kidney stones. Yippee. Let me tell you something. If you ever start pissing blood, go to the doctor. Go to the hospital. Don't go to the emergency room. Because I'm pretty certain that emergency room is actually slang for no urgency room, because I was in the emergency room for no urgency room for about 3 hours, I would say. Literally the only one in the fucking lobby. Nobody came to me until 3 hours later, and they're like, all right. And they did a whole bunch of hullabaloo. The motherfuckers, okay, it took four doctors to get one fucking IV in me. I got 8 holes in my arm. My left arm, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. And then in my right arm, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, 4 in my right arm. I got 4 needle stabs in each arm. 8 in total. The first one on my right arm, the doctor did not know what the fuck he was doing. Well, 3 of the 4 didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And, yeah. He was digging around in my arm with the needle up in there, and I'm like, dude, you're fucking missing the vein. He's like, no, I'm not. And he was jabbing it in there deeper, and I'm like, motherfucker, listen, get that shit out of my arm, get another doctor. And he's like, I'll try the other arm. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Dude was a total fucking tool. And then he had the nerve to say something along the lines of like, have you ever injected drugs through an IV before? And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, dude, totally. Look at all the fucking scars I got. Like, no, motherfucker. Like, what kind of a fucking doctor? Or he was a male nurse, my apologies. What kind of a male nurse asks that kind of fucking questions? And then the one who finally ended up getting it. I'm like, all right, dude, you're my lucky charm. Fucking 6 times a charm. If you get this, then we can keep this, we can move on forward. And he's like, they all recognize me, all the people there, they recognize me from where I work. I'm, you know, the gas station guy. And the final guy, he was like, all right, now if I get this and we get this, you know, going, you're gonna owe me a case of beer. And I'm like, all right, dude, whatever, I'll give you all the beer you want, just get this shit done. And he got it on the first try. So now I owe this motherfucker like all the beer in the world. Gotta stick true to my word. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's just gonna be like a little sample show, you know, just me talking about, you know, some bullshit. It's not gonna be that long. Just a couple little things here and there. Oh man, I'm tired. I think I'm just gonna
add a couple snippets from my previous recordings. Kind of make that an episode. We'll see where we go from there. Anyway, stay tuned. Thanks for listening in. The dawn will always be our enemy. Stick around. Keep in mind that these stories were recorded on different days. I'm just kind of jumbling them all together so I can just make my first podcast, just put it out there. If you get a little confused, if I like to say I was like working or something in one of them, I was at the time, but I'm currently not working. I'm home because hospital, but whatever. Keep in mind that these stories were recorded on separate days, but I compiled them together. Hopefully they go together kind of seamlessly. If not, my apologies, but they're good stories nonetheless. So go on ahead and give it a listen. Thank you so much. Welcome to the start of the show. It's a me. Alex Shirley. It is now currently 9:43 p.m. on April 27th, 2019. I'm about to clock in for my graveyard shift. Saturday night. I know I said that already, but ooh, man, do I love Saturday nights working at a gas station. You get the best kind of people. Everybody's shit-faced. They all want liquor. And, oh, here's the kicker. We closed the lobby down, so it's just the drive-thru. And all of the liquor is on the other side of the store. So every car has me run to the other side of the goddamn store to get their liquor.
It's the best time ever. It's so much fun, and I highly recommend it. It doesn't make you in any way angry. Especially whenever the people who are already shit-faced and driving at the same time say, "Yeah, I need," and then, whatever liquor follows that. I'm just gonna go on out and say, there ain't never, ever, ever gonna be a time in your life, ever, where you will need any kind of alcohol. You do not need alcohol. That is not a necessity. You do not need cigarettes. Although I was a smoker for a while, I understand. Addictions are difficult, but you don't fucking need them. You're not gonna wake up tomorrow and die because you didn't get a cigarette. I mean, don't come at me with this need bullshit. Don't come to the drive-thru with an attitude. I am not the reason you have an attitude. And don't start one with me because I ain't gonna take it. The customer's not always right. You come at me and you're snapping like a turtle. You're like snipping at me for no good reason. And I'm just, trying to brighten the day with your, "Oh, welcome to Rhodes." I'm always trying to make customers laugh. If you see that, me just in a great mood, and you decide that you're just gonna snippety snap at me like a goddamn fucking snippety snap turtle who's having the worst kind of day, I mean, I'll give you a chance to apologize for it, but if you keep at it, sayonara, Gerardo. By the way, I'm recording from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which you may know as the town where the movie Gone Girl was made. That's right, Ben Affleck walked on our streets. Can you say that about your town? I don't know. Probably. I don't know where you're listening from. But if you can, hell yeah. Ben Affleck. God, I can't, man, I tell you every day before Gone Girl, I was like, "You know what this town needs? Some Ben Affleck." And I guess the mayor heard me and was like, "Hell yeah, let's fucking make a movie down here or something." Nah, that isn't what happened. I'm a liar. Anyway, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Something cool that's actually happening down here. May 2nd is coming up here. May 2nd, Randy from Trailer Park Boys is going to be having a fucking cheeseburger picnic at Port Cape on May 2nd here in wonderful Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So if you're from Cape and you're a fan of Trailer Park Boys and you want to see the fucking Gutapotamus himself, aka Inflatable Elvis, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Cheeseburger, then get your ass down to the fucking cheeseburger picnic. Like Ricky said, I'm getting drunk, I'm doing drugs, and I am going to fuck with Randy at his cheeseburger picnic. Trailer Park Boys. They really take the worst part of our society and just glamorize it. And it's hilarious. So I'm outside just kind of enjoying the nice stillness of the morning. 4:30 right now, just got the coffees brewing. And before any customers come, before they start arriving, before the fleets of the morning arrive for their biscuits and goddamn gravy, I'm gonna tell you a pretty epic story that I was a part of. The year was 2013. The band A Day to Remember was playing a show at the Pageant in St. Louis when they were promoting Common Courtesy. Fucking love A Day to Remember. Great fucking band. Well, the headliner, or yeah, they were the main event. Right before them was the band of Mice and Men, and I had never heard of them at the time. Didn't know who they were. I was just there for A Day to Remember, honestly. And it was a crazy ass night. Apparently, somewhere that they were filming a DVD that night. So somewhere on the internet or in the world, there's a DVD of that night. It was. I know it was 2013 at the Pageant in St. Louis. If anybody can find DVD or something of that night, that would be fucking awesome because I really want to see me in that video. And I'm very easy to discover in the crowd because of one reason. When you look into the crowd and you look, like, there's a picture, I'll post it on here somewhere. later, like probably around like 7 or something. But there's a picture of from the behind the view of the drummer when A Day to Remember was playing. And in the picture, if you're looking from there and you look out into the crowd, literally almost immediately right by the stage, behind the first like row of like tables or whatever, it's hard to explain. Right behind there's a guy standing with a white hat on that doesn't look like a normal hat. Well, that's me. And it's a Finn the Human hat from Adventure Time. Because fuck yeah, what time is it, motherfucker? It's Adventure Time, bitches. So I was rocking my Adventure Time scuba, you know, keeping it totally church. And three memorable things happened on that night. The first thing that happened, we're going to go in order. The first thing that happened was while Of Mice and Men was playing, keep in mind, I didn't know who they were at the time, and I was kind of, you know, just in my own zone, not really paying attention. I just got back from the merch area, spent a couple hundred bucks on merchandise, and it was a sold-out show, so it was elbow to asshole. And yeah, you know, on those little like booths or whatever, the little table area that was right in front of me, there wasn't a free open spot for anybody to put anything. It was just piles of people's merch. So I had mine in a neat little pile, and I was just chilling, just kind of zipped out, waiting for A Day to Remember to play. Next thing I know, I see a pair of goddamn legs walking on my fucking merchandise. The shit that I just bought, the hundreds of dollars worth of shit that I just bought. And my first instinct is to punch this motherfucker as hard as I can. And I swing at him, clock him right in the leg. Had to have been a dead leg. Like, it was a hard-ass punch. And, sorry, I thought there was a customer for a second. And, one second, I had to take a drink. You're gonna go with me? Excuse me. While I make another coffee. So, punch this guy in the leg. And as soon as I do, I look up. And what do I see in that dude's hands? The fucking guitar with the cord leading back to the stage connected to the amp. I dead legged the lead guitarist of Mice and Men. I shit you not. Straight up dead legged him. I punched the lead guitarist of Mice and Men in the leg while he was playing a solo, walking out into the crowd. And this motherfucker kept on playing. It didn't even faze him. I'm like, that is fucking awesome. Like, that's the reason I actually was like, all right, maybe I'll give this band a listen outside of this concert. And turns out I like some of their songs, some of their older shit, whenever they were, the songs they were playing at that concert, that's the music they make that I like. I don't like any of their newer shit. I don't know if you can hear me, but I said, I don't like any of their newer shit. With reason. All this change needs to stop. I don't like change. I never will. Anyway, the next thing that happened was after Of Mice and Men had cleared the stage, and we were all eagerly awaiting A Day to Remember to hop onto the stage and start playing.
This is a continuation of the story that I didn't finish from the other night. As we were waiting for A Day to Remember to get on the stage, they were playing Chop Suey by System of a Down on the speakers and shit. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, System of a Down. So I was getting into it. I was like hopping around, dancing and shit. And like I said earlier, it was elbow to asshole. It was a sold out show. Well, I was wearing steel toe boots. And there was this girl behind me, literally on my asshole. Like, back the fuck up. I know it's crowded, but like, back up. And I was hopping around. And then I did this one final hop. Oh yeah. By the way, the girl behind me was wearing flip-flops with no socks, which, I mean, you should never wear socks with flip-flops, but why the fuck would you wear flip-flops to a sold-out fucking elbow-to-asshole show? Why would you? Here's why. Here's why she shouldn't have wore flip-flops on that day. I hopped up really high, higher than I had yet. And when I came down, the heels of my feet landed so perfectly on like where her toes started, you know, like where they're first coming out of the foot, on every single one of them. And I broke all 10 of her toes, all 10 of them, all 10 of her toes in one hop.
And yeah, felt really bad about that. But the only thing I could think to do was turn around and say, my bad. And I just kind of wandered off into the crowd. You know, I know it's an asshole thing to do, but I wasn't about to miss that show. No, sir. So if you hear this and you're the person whose toes I broke, I'm very, very sorry. Anyway, the final thing that happened, kind of like a karma type situation. I was standing right next to the fucking biggest speaker that was on the stage at the time. I was like literally not even a foot from it, just aimlessly waiting like I was. And then out of nowhere, I didn't even see them getting prepared on the stage or anything. Out of nowhere, a day to remember comes on. Pyrotechnics, explosions, loud ass fucking boom on the speaker that I was standing right next to. All I fucking heard was like a split second of guitar and then just a loud fucking ring and a pop in my ear. And I felt something like liquidy shoot out of my ear. It's really gross. And yeah, my eardrum fucking exploded out of my head. And since that moment, I've been completely deaf in my left ear. For about 3 months after that show, my equilibrium was so fucked up, I could not even stand up without my body wanting to like fall over. Like I was so dizzy. But it's safe to say that that was definitely a day to remember. Yeah, that was a good ass show though. Well, anyway, hey, thanks for listening. This is just gonna be like a short little podcast. I just kind of wanted to put something out there, get a feel for some shit. Like I said, I did just get back from the hospital, so I'm gonna go back to bed. I hope y'all have a wonderful evening. The dawn is your enemy, so don't you dare be awake during daylight hours. Have a good night, everybody. So there you have it. There's our first little podcast. Like I said, it wasn't going to be super long. I'm going to head to bed. Just got back from the hospital. So I'm going to go fucking sleep. Thanks for tuning in. You know, like it or whatever. I don't even know how this app really works. I don't know if you like shit or follow me, whatever, if you're interested. There's going to be a lot more shit like it. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for tuning into Shirley Network and the Dawn is Your Enemy. See you later.